Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
That's so him. Good. That's the Godfather.
So good.
Brother James, bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We got some serious soul going on around here in the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Home Office Know-How, Teleworking and Telecommuting, and Safe at Home. That's another one that he's written. So I encourage you to check him out at chiefhomeofficer.com, also gotwords.com. Is that right, Jeff?
That works for me. And jeffzabar.com.
There you go. Either one of those. So check him out. And
if you need
road words,
trip mojo.
Folks.
Roadtripmojo.com.
Oh, that's
those
right.
The
road trip.
Like hitting the
website.
Highway.
Yeah. When's that? When are you going to, you're going to hear it again this week, this year?
Planning on heading out to a little town in southwest Florida called Ochopee, a Seminole word. I don't know what it
right.
means, but it's in the Everglades, and do some camping.
All right. Watch out for the gators out there. So, hey, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I think gators or the pythons, one of the two.
That no kidding. Yeah, those things are, yeah. have gotten really – those things, those Burmese pythons go fast. Anyway, back to business. So one of the things that I wrote an article about a month ago or so about how in the digital age we're being fire hosed with content, and as with the growth of content, as a journalist you'll appreciate this, we're seeing less and less editing. There's more so-called citizen journalists. And there's a lot fewer editors, and sometimes when it comes to software that we can use, like a lot of apps we can use, it's not always properly sourced and everything, and the article was about how we have to become more discerning, and do more due diligence in the content we read that we accept as truth. And including the software, because sometimes you get an opportunity to use software, and I swear when I think about clicking on it, I think, is that malware under that? What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because we get, speaking of going on our trip this weekend, it's February in Florida, so it should be, rainy and hot and muggy. No, it should be crystal clear skies, but it's not, so we're checking the weather, and we know it's going to be a chance of rain. I went to three or four different apps. You talk about not trusting one. Okay, so I'm gonna check two. Two had divergent, forecasts. One said rain Friday, Saturday. One said rain Saturday, Sunday. One said rain all weekend. One would popped up with said I'm an AT&T award winner, and I had to shut down my app so I could, get rid of that little award that popped up on the screen. You can't, whether it's news, whether it's social media, whether it's memes, whether whatever it is, we have to be very discerning in the information that we consume and certainly the information we forward and share.
Yeah.
But it's important that you really look for secondary sources. I'm looking, lightly. I'm speaking lightly of weather, for example, and whether I want to take this trip. Weather. WHETHER, I want to take this trip because of the WEATHER.
Right.
With, homonyms. But there are obviously much bigger things at play. And if you're talking about your business, are you going to base your business on information you may find online that may or may not be correct? We were talking previously about, entering into new fields, new areas of opportunity, that may come our way. If a client asks you to do something, that may be one thing. But if you're, if you're exploring or considering exploring a new area for your business and you're trusting or entrusting your decision-making to content that you may find online, just be suspect.
One of the standards I use for anything I'm going to use on a regular basis is whether they have a professional level or not that I pay for.
Yeah.
If it's something I'm going to depend on,
absolutely.
I look for the pro level, and I'm willing to pay them money it, number one, it minimizes the ads, but number two, I feel like if they've got a pro level, they're probably a pro team, a serious business person, more likely to be. And I'm less, because if it's free, as you know, when it's free, you're the product. And of course, I'm not fooling myself about the pro level. Maybe you are at the pro level too, but at least you have a higher expectation of them at that point, right?
Well, at the very least, you probably have a customer service number you can call for.
Hopefully,
you know, for any issues going on. You know, it took you know, something like congressional hearings and getting wrist slapped something fierce for companies like Facebook to start stepping up their game and whether providing customer service or doing a little bit more research.
Right.
But yeah, with a lot of these services, also, you know, do you, for example, just as an example, if you're using, you know, antivirus and malware on your computer, you know, anti-malware. You know, you want to use a free product for something like that? If you have skin in the game, you know, or if you have anything to lose, it's worth investing.
You got to write a check. You got to give them some. You know? There's no question. That's the best advice you've given us today, Jeffrey. That is so important because, I mean, these guys are getting good. I mean, I'm pretty good at picking up on malware. But I mean, in any given year, at least once, they'll say, "Whoa, dude, you don't want to go there." You know, it happens. So, folks, think about some of those things that Jeffrey just said. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. If you'll have me, I'll be there.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, JeffZabar.com, all those places. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasinger. Here are the Beatles. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.